Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer here on WBEN. All right, how often do you cross the border? Joe.
Yeah.
How often do you cross the border? We have to first start off with, Joe, where do you live?
I live in Williamsville.
You live in Williamsville, North Towns.
Yes.
That's decidedly North Towns.
Used to live in Orchard Park and cross that border every day. Since living in Williamsville, I crossed the border for Bills games.
I want to preface this. Work
doesn't count.
It counts.
Okay.
I think it counts. I want to count it because a lot of people will give the... I know people who would not, if they work in the North Towns, are not going to live in the South Towns or vice versa. If you live in the South Towns, you're not going to take a job in the North Towns necessarily. You want to work closer to home.
Yeah.
So I will count work on that because I do think it says a little bit of something about what you are willing to do.
Yeah. I did every day, even through the pandemic, by the way, cross the border. But now, living in Williamsville, I don't even have to cross zip codes, which is nice, to come to work. So I don't, unless it's for a Bills game. You know, every now and then, I can't remember, except for a Bills game, the last time. Oh, to get my dog groomed. My dog's groomer's in the South Towns. So those are the two times I go to the South Towns.
Wow, your dog is HM. High maintenance.
Well, no,
you got to go to a groomer in the South Towns.
It was the same place.
Same place that you
were. Yeah, we're lazy and didn't switch when we moved.
I am so thankful my dogs don't need, like, the grooming. Like,
yeah.
They don't need the haircuts and everything. They're just kind of set because that just sounds like such a... Knowing my dogs, too, it sounds like such a hassle, the whole process.
Now, so I would say maybe once every other month, unless, you know, it's football season. But like I said, my wife crosses the border every day to go to work, and I'm sure very soon I'll be doing it again when we move back to the South Towns. But Brian, you do cross one border on your way to work every day.
The county border.
That's right.
Every single day. I'm crisscrossing that like a countywide traveler. I live in North Tonawanda. You know, previously I lived in the city of Tonawanda. I've lived in Amherst. I've lived in Cheektowaga. My dad lived in Williamsville for a little bit.
So you've toured the North Towns.
I've been all over the North Towns.
Yeah.
How often do I cross the border into the South Towns? Occasionally. I have more reasons to, I think.
I was going
to
say.
My dad lives now in East Aurora. My grandparents used to live in East Aurora for the longest time, or in Wales, more specifically, but right by East Aurora. At least in my head, they're basically the same town.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I would be there a lot of times for that, going south. Last week I took my son to the Coco Melon thing that was going on at the McKinley Mall, which, that's a show topic for another day.
Is the McKinley Mall not a reason to cross the border?
Maybe. If you're a skater now, it is.
That's true. That's right.
In the winter. But there's the Bills games, which I'm not, maybe one a year.
Right.
I'm there. It's not an everyday. I have friends who live in Hamburg. So I'm there enough, more than maybe a couple times a month for something like
that's
that.
More than me, yeah.
But it's not frequent. It is kind of treated like you go south of the city of Buffalo. It's like a whole new. Let me put it this way. You're not running errands, you're not making a pit stop, you're not swinging by anywhere south of Buffalo.
I agree with that. I mean, now, maybe it is me. Maybe this says more about me than it says about location. But I've lived in my Williamsville apartment now. We're going on our third year. We lived in Orchard Park for over 2 years. I've had more people visit me in this apartment than I did in Orchard Park. Now, again, maybe that has a lot to do with, hey, we don't want to go see Joe, and that's a great excuse. I'm just saying, I've had more people in this apartment than I ever had in my Orchard Park apartment.
So that is the second part of the question is, okay, so how often do you cross the border, the imaginary border between the North Towns and the South Towns? And then the second part is it hard to get people to go from one to the other? Do you feel like you're asking a lot of somebody to go from... below Buffalo to North Buffalo, to go from Amherst to Hamburg or East Aurora or West Seneca or anywhere that would be south of Buffalo. Anything that you have to get on the 219 for, Orchard Park, any of these towns. Is it asking a lot? Do you feel like you're pulling teeth if you're asking people to go from one or the other? Or maybe it's easy for you. And perspectives change, Joe. I think a lot of people who move here from other areas kind of look at people's hesitation to go from the north towns to the south towns or drive over 20 minutes somewhere and look at us like we're crazy. But that's just the way we are here.
Yeah, I mean, I remember there were times where when I was dating my wife and I was living in Amherst and she was living in Orchard Park, I was like, I don't know. Can we just...
Right?
Can we meet somewhere in the middle, on the border?
I had a friend who married someone who lived on Grand Island. And I was like, wow, you guys really must like each other. You got to pay $1 just to see her every time.
That actually, you have to open your wallet.
Yeah. that one might last if you're doing that. I mean, like, that's an actual border. And north towns to south towns, though, it is a thing around here. I don't stray from the north towns a lot. I would not, when looking for a house... The south towns were just, I've said it before here, not an option for me. And it's a couple things. One, it is, I do like my quick commutes. I do like being able to hop in the car at my, a county over in my house and be here in like 10 minutes or so. And not even go on a highway. Just, a couple of streets and boom, you're there. And the snow thing, I mean, that's a discussion hopefully for like 3 months from now. Oh. But the snow thing is just, if I'm going to clear out snow, I'm not going to live somewhere where I know I'm going to get way more of it.
I always thought that was over-exaggerated until you live in the snowband. You're like, wow, it's pretty bad here.
Yeah. And everyone knows it. Like, before. But is it easy to move back and forth? How often do you do it? 803-0930.
I'd like to throw another question in. How well do you know the towns you don't live in?
Oh.
Like, how well do you... I didn't know the South Towns... the South Towns to me were a foreign land until I lived there. Now I'm fortunate enough to know most of the North Towns and some of the South Towns. But I mean, when I first started, going and visiting my now wife, I thought, oh, I get on the 400. She said, no, you're supposed to be on the 219. And I would just never risk it. And I would just go 400 to Union and then find my way from there. It took a while for me to get comfortable taking different numbered roads than what I knew, just because, I knew how to get to the stadium and that without paying a toll. I knew how to get to the stadium without paying a toll, and that was my knowledge of Orchard Park.
Yeah, I know what I know, right, of the South Towns. Like, that's basically, it's a lame way of saying, you know where you've been, but the areas I know down there, I know a little bit of Hamburg, I know by the stadium in Orchard Park, I know... A little bit of East Aurora. It's about it.
It's more than me. I know Orchard Park. Hamburg, I need Google Maps right away. Don't know where I'm going.
Yeah, just completely lost. North Towns, I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just all around, I'm pretty versed in how to get from point A to point B.
Luckily, I delivered pizzas here for Lenovo for 14 years, so I know Amherst very well.
You know what's funny? I'm good with directions. I am terrible. You ask me for directions, even though I know where I'm going. I've lived here all my life. I am so bad at
giving directions. If you're not the one driving, it's bad to...
It's street names. Oh, I mean, it really is with me. I have never paid attention to street names. It's my fault. Like, I just don't... I don't really know...
Well, that makes sense.
Street name. I know where I'm going 100% of the time. What street is that? I don't know. What street do you turn down? I don't know. I just know where I'm turning.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I'm that kind of person. You ask me for directions, I can be brutal at me trying to explain where I'm going to you.
But sometimes that hurts you when they, when you can, you know the street you're supposed to turn down because of something that's there, and then they tear that thing down.
Yeah. I can visualize everything until something changes. On the text board, 803-0930, we've got quite a few people who are taking both sides of this. Someone saying, I'm in the South Townsend, Hamburg. I hate going above Cheektowaga. It's like entering a whole new country.
Wow.
Which is kind of like what somebody else said. A lifelong South Towns resident, I view the North Towns as a gigantic strip mall. I only go there when absolutely necessary because I hate the traffic. And, you know, it is another one of those things I think is very funny. Very Western New York is complaining about the traffic, like anywhere here. Because compared to anywhere else,
yeah,
there is nothing. Like, we have no traffic compared to absolutely anywhere. I mean, there is traffic spots. We all get annoyed by it. But you go to any other city, mid-sized city, and we are
in
great shape.
It puts it in a different perspective. Like, I try to avoid Transit Road from 4 to 6. But mm-hmm. I know I couldn't, like, you know, talk to someone and say, man, it's impossible to get down transit. No, it's not impossible. It's just annoying. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a big difference.
Someone's saying, you're going to go where the job is. We live in Amherst. Husband has to drive to Orchard Park every day because that's where his job is. And that would happen. Yeah, that would happen. When you're making those, if you're able to make those decisions, though, I think that does play into it. You know, if you are currently working in Hamburg, you know, are you necessarily going to look for a place in the North Towns? Does it matter to you at all?
Right.
If it were me, I would kind of be thinking, look, if I'm working here, I think I'm going to be working here for a while. I would prefer to live a little bit closer to where that is and not go through any sort of traffic or have a longer commute.
And I mean, that is, you know, the main thing for a lot of people. For us, we moved back to the North Towns because of family, especially now staying in the North Towns because easier to get, you know, our kid to either my parents or my in-laws if we need someone to watch our son. So that also, I think, family plays into location as well of where you're living. But, I mean, jobs change, right? And you could be in a well-established house and originally it was close to your employer and then, hey, guess what? You got a better offer or the place went out of business. And now it's a drive. I mean, I think that's how a lot of people find themselves
not
in that situation.
Willy-nilly be able to change your house.
Like not as quickly as you can change your job.
Yeah. Somebody asking on the text board, where is the border? Like for this conversation, I'm just kind of going the city of Buffalo. Like just generally speaking, the city of Buffalo is where the border is. Like Sloan is where the border is. What do you consider Lancaster, Joe?
Oh, to me, Lancaster is in the middle. Because
it literally is in the middle.
If I'm driving down transit, right, and this is what I've been imagining. If I drive down transit, I imagine I'm in the South Towns after I pass the Kohl's on transit. If you know where that is, the Kohl's and the new Delta Sonic. Mm-hmm. I would say right there is the border I'm imagining. Now, these probably don't add up because that's my border if I'm driving down transit. If I'm driving on the 90, if you're on the other side of the 190, I consider you're in the South Towns.
For me, it's, if you can imagine this, once you pass the Outer Harbor along Route 5, you're in the South Towns. And then you like continue that line. I want like Kaz Park. I don't consider anything south of Kaz Park would be the South Towns. But then this line kind of like drifts north a little bit to me. Cheektowaga is in the South Towns, but Lancaster is like the border. Lancaster is almost, to me, the beginning of the South Towns, way further east.
What about South Buffalo?
South Buffalo, for the purposes of this discussion, it's part of that border.
Yeah.
South Buffalo is not the South Towns. It's not downtown, you know. It's not the North Towns.
It's on the border.
It's on the border. Yeah. It's part of this border. It's the largest border in the world. It's a big, thick border. It's like the DNC.
For me, it does depend on what road I'm on, where the border is. Like, and it's funny for me. It's businesses. Like I said, for transit, it's either that Kohl's or it's after you pass the. But I consider that Tops. By French Street, I consider that you're already in the South Towns. So that's why the Kohl's for me is the border. Not that I'm shouting out Kohl's. I'm just saying that's the border on transit.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It's a border town. It's what we've always said.
And there's a light there.
Lancaster. We're a border community.
And there's a light there. So I think that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it absolutely does. Someone else saying, living in Springville basically my entire life, it's definitely like pulling teeth, asking friends to come out from the North Towns, which is basically West Seneca and the Buffalo area. So they just invite us up there. I mean, do you notice that with friends? Is it more difficult to get people from the North Towns to go to the South Towns or vice versa?
I don't know, because, again, I'm putting this all in my perspective. for me, I always want to be where the event is, where the party is. And I mean, most of my friends live in the North Towns. So I was always up here and I have family up here. So I don't know if it was easier or just, hey, wherever you tell me to go, I'm going
to
end up.
I think it's easier to get people from the South Towns to go to the North Towns than it is vice versa. And this is like part of my thinking in the mindset. If you're in the South Towns, you are a little used to driving further to go everywhere, right? Yeah, I mean, everywhere. If you live somewhere down there, the trip to the grocery store
could be longer.
It's going to be. If you like shopping at a Wegmans, you're going to be driving a longer period. There's no like, oh, quick stop around the corner or do that, which everyone in the North Towns, I think, is super accustomed to where it starts to feel like if you're on the road for more than 10 or 15 minutes, it is a little bit of a longer commute. So South Towns people might not look at the North Towns as being as far away as North Towns people view that same distance just going south.
I think that's exactly right. And this is going to completely undo what I said about 10 minutes ago, Brian. I also believe that more people who live in the South Towns work in the North Towns than vice versa.
This text is hilarious. We're a South Towns family. Going to the North Towns is our nightmare. In East Aurora, Wales, Alma, the traffic is minimal. North Towns, y'all don't know what courtesy is while driving. I mean, you've taken South Towns to it. Y'all, they'd talk differently south of the border. Don't know what courtesy is while driving. Listen, I think that applies to just about everybody. There's
just more cars.
Yeah. Like, you're just more apt to see a bad driver because there's more of us out there. More cars on the road up in the North Towns. Someone else saying transit and Broadway, that's Lancaster, that's the border, won't go further unless 100% necessary. Okay. Someone else said Lawson Road, everything north is North Towns, south is South Towns, is like a distinct border.
That's fair too, but then that means that Wegmans is in the North Towns and Target's in the South Towns.
Yeah, like I said, I think the border is a little shifty when you're kind of looking at that. But do you feel like it is asking a lot when you ask people to go from one or the other? Like, what's the time distance? If you were to plug it into Google Maps, one place to another, once you hit over 20 minutes, I think it's a different conversation. It's not like there's never a swing by, right? There's never a, hey, do you want to stop by? And it's very rarely a weekday, weeknight type of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not.
Like, North Towns to South Towns or vice versa is a weekend, plenty of time.
Planned
you're not get together.
You're not last minute having your friend from the South Towns.
I'm not calling somebody up today at 3, like, hey, do you want to come over for dinner? I have done that before, actually, but not on a weeknight.
There it is,
But you can do that. It's just, you know, it's a little bit more of an ask than somebody who lives, you know, Tonawanda to Amherst somewhere.
Right, exactly.
There are parts of the North Towns, though, it gets, I mean, within the South Towns, it's got to feel far for some people. Because, I mean, places are super far away. And in the North Towns, it can get that way, too. Like, parts of Clarence, you get out there, I mean, you're driving.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting out there. It's not just.
And I think a lot of people don't know that. Like, someone will say, hey, I live in Clarence, and they think, oh, you live on Main Street. And it's like, no. I mean, there are farms.
I live in the country. people don't know. Like, there is farmlands in the North Towns. Like, Niagara County, it's not just Niagara Falls and North Tonawanda. You've got a lot of open space here that might take a while to get to that people don't realize. You think, oh, I can only have land in the South Towns. No, that's not true.
No, I mean, there are places not too far from, I mean, and I live in Williamsville, but if you venture out to Clarence Center, I mean, there are horses, right? There are places that have horses on your way back from Wegmans. I mean, Clarence is so big. You have people in Clarence that use Akron's tops. So, I mean, there are places in the North Towns that are spread out. But when you think North Towns, Brian, I think most people are thinking Amherst, you know, Tonawanda, Cheektowaga. They're thinking of
first-ring
this
suburbs.
Area that we're in right now.
What do you think? North towns to south towns, how often do you cross the border? 803-0930 to give us a call. Beam as in Beamer or here on WBEN. We're back here on WBEN. Brian Mesorowski, Joe Beamer here with you. And we're looking at, you know, what do you do? North towns to south towns. Is it difficult to cross the border in Western New York?
You know, in looking at both sides of the border, I've got to say for the south town people, they deal with a lot of deer, right? I would see deer leaving my apartment complex every morning when I lived in Orchard Park. Again, 4 a.m, but every morning leaving Orchard Park. Brian, do you know the last 2 days on Main Street in Williamsville? We're not talking about the fields of Clarence that we were talking about before the break. We are talking in the heavily built up Main Street Williamsville. Again, 3 a.m, there's no one on the road. I, this morning, counted 8 deer between Young's and Evans on Main Street in Williamsville. And you know what? My guard, this might sound stupid, my guard's not up for deer on Main Street in Williamsville.
Yeah, it has to be everywhere.
I know that now.
We got a bunch. I mean, they walk the sidewalk like a trained dog in my neighborhood.
Oh, wow.
They're all over. I mean, they're running across the street too, but all over the place there. You know, where I used to see them is the 290 exit to Millersport. The first exit, if you're going on if you're on 290 East, the first Millersport exit, it's that little curve thing, and sometimes I would see them on the curve, which is like the worst. So you don't see them until they're right there.
Oh yeah,
like right before you get onto Millersport.
I see them crossing if you're getting on at Sheridan on the 290. I see them crossing there regularly.
Wildlife all over the place.
Yeah.
Rabbits, the past, has been my thing, though. Luckily, I haven't seen, in my neighborhood, I see the deer almost every day, like hanging out in the field or crossing the road before I get on the Twin Cities. But the rabbits are just everywhere on my commute.
See, I'm used to seeing deer every morning on Sheridan and Young's. That, to me, is fine. I understand it. My guard is up. My guard's not up when they're coming out of the parking lot of business complexes onto Main Street. Like, that was a new one for me this morning and yesterday. And now just, hey, got to take it slow. Got to have the guard up at all times.
On our text board, 803-0930, a lot of people weighing in on north towns to south towns. And if you make the trip, cross the border, as I've been saying throughout the morning here. Someone saying, I lived in Niagara County in Wilson, drove to Orchard Park every day. Then moved to Orchard Park and had a 3-minute drive. Seemed great for a little bit, but there was never any time to decompress after a busy day at work. How about that? Now they live closer to Rochester and commute to Orchard Park every day, 1 hour and 7 minutes.
Wow.
And he says it's painless. Now, and adding in, it's individual perspective. I will say that, you know, everything is to each their own. Would I feel different if I worked a more traditional schedule? I might, because I'm thinking about this. I have right now, when I get home and I'm like done, I've got about 1 hour to decompress. Like,
That's nice.
I have a whole like hour where it's basically I can just chill out.
You and
I
the dogs.
Yeah, take a snooze. Yeah, I got to deal with the dogs in my face, you know, licking up my nose or whatever they're doing today. But I get like about 1 hour where I can have that decompress time, where if I, you know, even worked 1 hour later, I wouldn't have that time necessarily. And it is nice to have just a chill out period, usually, not all days, but like 3 out of 5 work days a week. A chill out period to go into the next part of your day. So I can see that, you know, if you're going, if as soon as you walk in the door at home, it's like job number 2, or it's, you know, going to be busy again, having that little decompression time is nice with a longer commute.
I liked, going back to when I did make a long commute, when I lived in Orchard Park, the drive to work, Brian, I always enjoyed, right? I put, you know, something on the radio, usually coast to coast to see what I was walking into. And, you know, no one on the road, kind of nice. You're there with your thoughts. I have to say I was never a fan of the drive back because, hey, at noon, there's traffic. Again, not awful, but there's traffic on the 290. It's not that clear. Like, you could really, I'm not saying you should, you could really kind of space out in that morning drive at 4 a.m.
It's Joe's preferred drive, being totally spaced out.
And, you know, it was nice. I'm not saying I miss it, but it was kind of nice to have a little car time to yourself. So I think I get what this person's saying.
Yeah. It doesn't hit us as much because, you know, like I said, we're not necessarily going right from work into the next busy part of the day. If I got home at, you know, anything past 2:30,
it was right.
I might want a little bit of a longer commute.
Right to home, kids, dinner, bed. Yeah. But we have a lot of time to space out here. Oh, wait a minute. Hopefully Tim's not listening.
Yeah. On the text board again, there's a lot of... someone saying in Niagara County, we think of the south towns, Grand Island is south. I am the very bottom tip of Niagara County, so I don't know if maybe you're not talking here, but I don't necessarily think of it that way. And I think of Niagara Falls as being basically right there.
Yeah, see, you have a different perspective than I do when it comes to the falls.
Yeah, the falls is... no big deal at all.
Like you talk about going
15 minutes or so.
You talk about going to the Fashion Outlets. I don't think I've been to the Fashion Outlets since 2016. You know what I mean?
It's the closest mall to me.
Yeah. See, like,
it's right
that's
there.
A completely different perspective.
Yeah. It is. I mean, you would go there all the time. I'm a Sam's Club member next door.
That's right.
It's that close.
You have a Sam's Club with gas.
That's why I'm there. But I think there is, again, this person absolutely will not go to the north towns from the south towns due to traffic unless it's very important. It's a nightmare. The idea of describing traffic as a nightmare is the funny thing to me.
I think there are some people who just don't want to deal with any traffic other than what they're
like. But that's what it might be.
Yeah.
Like any traffic that's not, oh, wait, I'm stuck behind this tractor that's going 10 miles an hour for 5 seconds before I pass them is considered traffic. I think for a lot of people, if you don't live near it. But again, you compare downtown Buffalo. The fact that people complain about traffic in the city is just mind-boggling to me. You ever been in the car with somebody and you go to even like Pittsburgh or Cleveland? You know, it's not New York City,
no.
But you go to one of those places and they'll be like, whoa, what's going on? I'm like, there's nothing going on. It's a city.
But those are the people.
Like that's what happens in big cities.
It's the same people who say, oh, I won't drive downtown because of the one-way streets. Like, well, I got news for you. I mean, I think driving downtown might be one of the easiest drives of Western New York. Now, Brian, I do understand, and this comes from someone who will listen to a traffic report and then not follow it. I do understand, you know, you go on the 90 around the 290 interchange in the afternoon. It's annoying, right? You do get kind of clogged up there before the Galleria.
Yeah,
absolutely annoying.
I think you were away during the other week, maybe, and I was doing the spots you avoid.
Yeah.
In Western New York, and I think I had to preface it with saying I don't think, generally speaking, we can really complain about traffic being bad anywhere, but to us, these are the places you don't want to, you know, Main Street in Williamsville at 5 o'clock, by the Big Blue Water Tower at any time, morning or afternoon rush hour. And people were mentioning a whole lot of different intersections or places by the boulevard, right, after between 5 and 7, by where all the stores are, between the mall and the 290. Places you generally try to avoid because it is more congested. We all have that. But to call it a nightmare of traffic, I think just might be overstating it a little bit.
Yeah. By the way, we could alleviate some of that traffic on Main Street if they moved the toll. But that's a different topic for a different day. Just saying.
We've all been there before, Joe.
It bothers me. It bothers me to no end. Like I said, I try to avoid transit 4 to 6. But I've been in nightmare traffic situations, and that's not one. A nightmare traffic situation is when your trip is delayed by, you know, an hour. And I've been in those situations before on a road trip, and we don't have that daily here in Western New York. But, you know, the South Town, North Town, Brian, I also, and we mentioned it in the first segment, I think Grand Island is a world of its own. I think if we had perspective from people who live on Grand Island, it might be difficult to get people to cross the bridge for that quick, hey, come over for dinner.
I don't live on Grand Island. I don't want to generalize, but I kind of think that's the point.
Oh, if you live on Grand Island?
To me, that is like if I moved to Grand Island, that would kind of be my, like, I want to live in my own little world. I don't need a bunch of people. Like, I am here by myself. It's basically like moving to Rochester.
I've got my tops. I got my Tim Hortons. Leave me alone.
Yeah, like that. Just that to me. I don't want to speak for. I don't live there, but that would be the thinking of moving to Grand Island, is specifically for that.
Yeah, makes sense to me.
Like I have heard people say, you know, in making that decision of where to live, North Towns versus South Towns, like, oh, I want to be closer to family. You know, as if we're talking about going from Buffalo to Nashville, right? Like, but it is how people treat it. Like, you know, stay in the South Towns. We're close to all of our family here. We have like this and that going on. And to be honest, I the same way about living in the North Towns. Like, you're closer to more of your family. You're living 5-10 minutes away. Drive tops from everybody else. You can kind of make those trips. It's not a huge deal. It is kind of crazy to say it like that, though, when all talking about, I mean, you're literally talking about being in the same county for the most part. Well, but, you know, for the most part of everybody else, and we're talking as if they're a plane ride away.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I mean, again, the one reason we're in the North Towns is family, but I guarantee when our son is in school, we will not be in the North Towns anymore.
You think?
Oh, I guarantee it. Unless one of us gets a job in the North Towns. Because I already have a job in the North Towns.
Why do you think that is?
Oh, so we're both having a 20-minute drive and one of us isn't having an hour drive to work to and from every day?
Yeah, I guess that would... Yeah.
It doesn't seem fair, you know, and I don't want to be unfair. By the way, it wasn't my idea to move to the North Towns. I don't want to be unfair.
You always add that, though.
Because people would say, oh, Joe, you know, no, it was not my idea. I just want to make sure that
I remember the season ticket show. By the way, it wasn't my idea. It was your idea to get season tickets.
It was!
Yeah. Can it be somebody else's idea if they don't know the purchase was made?
But they put she put the idea in my head.
Inception is what you're calling?
She said, hey, why don't you have your season tickets? You should get season tickets again. Okay. I took that as go out and get season tickets again.
Oh, my goodness. the work from home is maybe that's doubled down on people's perception of traffic. Like if you're working from home, you don't wait in any traffic on your commute,
and then you have to go meet like a client or something.
You're just like, oh my goodness,
what's this?
When I drive during rush hour, I do notice because I'm driving when there's hardly anybody on the roads. Like I am a little bit more. I try and keep the perspective of it's really not bad. I'll still be there. Like this slowdown will. In most cases, unless there's something serious, put an extra 10 minutes tops on my time.
Difficult to do that in the moment.
Yes, it is hard when you're in the moment, like all these cars. And now that I have my son in the back seat, who calls everything a traffic jam.
Oh, yeah.
Red
light traffic jam?
If there's three cars around you, it's a traffic jam. The red light is a traffic jam. Why is it taking so long? Why are we driving so far away? I'm like, we're not really driving that far away. It's not a long drive. It's like 15 minutes, buddy.
Yeah, no. I mean, in the moment, it's really difficult to put it in a bigger perspective.
Yesterday, the 33 was talked about once again being put in front of the public, and we heard from more people who kind of... said what has been on a lot of our minds. You heard a little bit of it this morning, Joe, and that is we're talking about a project that if it does happen, and I still am saying the if. I know a lot of people are acting like it's a definite, but I'm a Western New Yorker. I'm going to say if. It would start in maybe 2025. Mm. It would take years to complete. I mean, you might not really notice the full impact and done for another 6 or 7 years.
Wow.
There are more people we heard yesterday kind of echo this. You have $1 billion here. Why not do a lot of projects that could do good now spread throughout Buffalo?
Yes.
With that $1 billion that could be already under construction, that aren't these major things that would just maybe have more of an impact than putting a lid on a road.
There are so many more projects you could do with $1 billion and that you could have started this summer in the city of Buffalo that would have the impact that you are trying to have with covering 33. Again, that's my opinion. But there's a lot of things that could have a positive impact in Buffalo within the next year with that $1 billion. And again, Brian, it wouldn't just be one project. It would be many very needed projects in the city of Buffalo.
And there was also the point raised about reconnecting communities. That's the buzz phrase that gets thrown around with this 33 project. Right. Like the reason, because it does sound ridiculous if you just presented it as what it is. We're going to tunnel a part of the 33 by putting a lid over a little less than a mile of it, you know, 0.8 miles of roadway in Buffalo. And it's going to cost $1 billion and take a long time to do. That's a tough sell. If you say we're reconnecting communities, well, now it just makes it a little, we're righting a historic wrong. The comments that we heard throughout the morning of, and I'm sorry, I don't have the name in front of me, but the woman who was saying at the meeting, like, it's 2023, this talk of reconnecting communities as if, like, putting a literal path there is going to do it. That's not what we're talking about. I mean, think about it in anyone's neighborhood, Joe. Your neighbor across the street, if there was a walkway for you to get from there to them, from your house to their house, I mean, is your relationship really going to change that much just because it might be a little bit easier to get from one place to another?
No. If there's a walkway and I like my neighbor, I'll walk over there and say it. If there's no, if I can just walk across the street, again, if I like my neighbor, I'll go say hi.
This reconnecting neighborhoods, would it be a better idea to, instead of going with that buzz term, to this revitalizing neighborhoods, to give a complete street rebuild to some of these other neighborhoods that badly need it all throughout the city that would impact more than just 1 mile's worth of community?
Yeah, I mean, it's really ignoring some of the stuff that really needs to be done with this one thing that everyone will see because a lot of people take the 33. Brian, it reminds me of the 198. Now, again, this isn't something that has been said it's going to happen, but it's been proposed by many leaders, and that is removing the 198, literally removing the Skajakwita and reconnecting the green space there. Now, people that live in the area have repeatedly said, we don't want this, yet elected officials keep on pushing for it. This is kind of what I believe this is becoming. People who live in that area of the 33 of the city of Buffalo saying, there's so much more that can be done with this $1 billion we have. This is not what we want or need in 2023. It's starting to sound like that's what people that live in the area, not just the people, you know, in Amherst commenting on it. It seems like people in Buffalo are saying the same thing.
And bring up points that I really never thought of, Joe. That idea of, you know, hey, we have old houses. You're going to be doing blasting and a lot of construction work. Like, is that going to be all right with my old house here? Like, is all this work going to really, am I going to, we talk about recovering from the detrimental impact of putting a highway there. Are you going to be able to recover from the detrimental impact of 4 years of construction going on right outside your house? I don't know. All interesting points. You can see a little bit more at WBEN.com, and I'm sure we'll continue talking about it.
It would just be nice if the people who are in charge are listening.
Oh, you got
it. Not just having the meetings to have the meetings, are actually listening.
No,
because,
Joe.
Brian, and again, I'm not trying to get political here, but you know, in New York State, the ballots voted where, hey, we don't want expanded mail-in voting.
Yeah, no.
And then the elected officials
expanded
mail-in voting. So are these public meetings actually for you to listen to what the public's saying?
We know what the people... Referendums? No, that's not the... Well, a public comment? No. We got an idea in our head. We're just going to...
It's all for show.
Go right through with
it. It's all
for
show.
It's like me when I see a new pair of sneakers. I got that idea. Do I need it? No. I got that idea in my head. We're just going to hammer it.
You're going to override whatever.
Yep. Hey, we'll be back here tomorrow. BMS and Beamer on WBEN.